Hi everyone, my name's David, and I'm here to talk about my recent trip to the United States, which turned out to be far more adventurous than I ever anticipated. My wife initially suggested a beach holiday for our summer break, expecting we'd go somewhere tropical to relax by the ocean. However, I was craving some fresh air after months of working in a stuffy city office, so we compromised and settled on Aspen, Colorado, a place renowned for its incredible outdoor scenery. When it came to booking our accommodation, we looked at a luxury hotel right in the town centre, thinking it would be convenient for restaurants. Instead, we opted for a secluded mountain lodge because it promised a much more authentic wilderness experience, away from the crowds. It was located halfway up a mountain, surrounded by nothing but nature. During our first few days, we wanted to be as active as possible. I thought about trying mountain biking, which is absolutely huge in that part of the world and looks like a lot of fun. Actually, we ended up doing some bird watching, as my wife had recently bought some new binoculars and was eager to test them out. We saw some incredible species in the local forests. On the third day of our trip, after a long morning hike, I decided to use the lodge's outdoor pool. I'd originally planned to go for an evening dip under the stars, which I thought would be romantic, but it looked like the weather was turning quite chilly, so I went in the late afternoon while the sun was still quite warm and shining directly on the water. The pool area was absolutely stunning. I expected it to be surrounded by thick pine trees, completely hiding the view and making it feel enclosed. However, there was just a low wooden fence separating the water from the wild forest beyond, which offered an incredible, uninterrupted panorama of the valley below. I had the whole place to myself, or so I thought. I was doing some lengths, enjoying the peace and quiet, when I heard a strange sound. I thought it might be the heavy footsteps of another guest coming down from the lodge to swim. Instead, it was the unmistakable sound of breaking branches coming from the edge of the woods, just a few meters away from where I was swimming. I stopped swimming immediately, treading water, and looked over. I had always imagined that if I ever saw a bear in the wild, it would be a massive, terrifying grizzly, but actually, a rather curious-looking brown bear had wandered right up to the edge of the pool deck. It was smaller than I expected, but still incredibly intimidating to see up close. My heart was pounding in my chest. I thought it might try to drink from the pool, or worse, that it would look at me. But it completely ignored my presence in the water and was entirely focused on a picnic basket that another guest had carelessly left behind on a sun lounger. It began sniffing it quite enthusiastically. My immediate instinct was to splash water or shout loudly to scare it away, which is what people always seem to do in the movies. However, remembering the local wildlife advice we'd been given at check-in, I just took a deep breath and stayed absolutely motionless in the water, not making a single sound. After thoroughly investigating the basket and evidently finding nothing tasty inside, the bear simply turned around and ambled back into the trees as casually as it had arrived. You'd think I'd be completely traumatized by the whole event and never want to go outside again. In truth, I was left with a deep respect for these magnificent animals and their natural habitat. It was a privilege to share their space, even for a few minutes.